Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray for the salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman, in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, as well as anyone listening, Father, from other countries. We're praying for every person's past, present, future spouses, and all the children they have now and the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members. By faith and agreement, we are sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each person. Your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And Father, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And then, Father, we pray you'd get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church. They'd then be baptized in water. Receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We pray for every Christian to become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in agreement that every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person is being set free and staying free, and all the sick are being healed from every sickness and every disease, every pain. And yes, Lord Jesus, your people are receiving and walking in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that right now, and we thank you for it by faith. Also, Father, we just want to bless our country. Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the only true God. We declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives, our family, our churches, over our state, and over America. We declare that right now over our countries. Thank you for that right now, Lord Jesus. We declare that by faith. Also, Father, we thank you for the good gift of your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Thank you that you're using them, Father, to destroy the one world agenda, the plots of the left and the devil. Father, we know they're all, they're a trinity working together, Father, to bring forth the kingdom of Satan. But, Father, you're using Donald Trump, Father God, to establish and bring forth godly principles and things that would advance the kingdom of God. And we thank you for him. We ask you to bless him and J.D. Vance and all his cabinet appointees. We agree them and their families are all being born-again believers, spirit-filled and baptized. And whether they know it or not, Father, they're making their decisions based on the Word of God in our Constitution, and you're giving them the great grace and boldness. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, we pray your mighty angelic protection and hedge of protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please protect, Father, our water tables, which includes the water in our wells and city waters. Please protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. We agree together, Father, you don't allow any person, group, or nation to poison, hack, diminish, destroy, adversely affect any of these resources. And if any person, group, or nation tries to do them, Father, you'll shut them down. And if necessary, Lord, you'll take them out. And we agree for that, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Also, Father, continue to bless the Trump administration and the ICE agents. Father, would you continue to expose every foreign soldier, every terrorist, every prisoner, every pedophile, drug trafficker, sex trafficker? Father, everyone who is coming to America to do evil and harm would be exposed, brought to the light, and driven out of this country, and they would return no more. And we declare that in Jesus' name. Also, we pray for the Jewish people. We love and bless them. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father, according to your word. Father, we agree with you in the book of Genesis. You have given the Jewish people title deed to all the land of Canaan. Restore all that land to them. And Father, bring that revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the Trump administration. We agree there will never be a two-state solution, Father. That is an abomination to your sight. And Father, if anyone tries to harm the Jewish people or nation in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil against them, you would destroy them. And we thank you for it. And we're standing on the promises of God. You said where two or three shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them by our Father which is in heaven. We agree together, and we thank you for answering this prayer now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God, right? Well, not a lot of prophetic news that is really new or coming through. I did find out one additional thing about AI, that these AI independent agents, demonically in control, of course, they are hiring people to do what they want. How can a machine hire somebody and pay them? It's a mystery, but it's happening. Keep that in mind. Jesus is coming soon. All right, well, you know what we're going to do today? Something a little different. I'm going to tell you a fish story. Hold the phone. Oh, there's one in the Bible. Okay, I'll stick with that one. Let's go to the book of Jonah. A lot of good lessons. Here we go. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Okay. History tells us, wicked, they were bad to the bone. Do you understand that? Wicked, evil people love violence, did evil continually. Sounds like the left, doesn't it? Okay. But God says, oh, you've done too much. Time for judgment. And God has not changed his mind. He does that Old and New Testament. You need to understand that. Okay. So he needs somebody, right? Verse 3. So he's told Jonah, go be my mouthpiece. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He's going the opposite direction. And went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah, man of God, prophet of God, what's up? God's given you an assignment. What are you doing? Running from the presence of the Lord? That is so stupid, isn't it? We know better. Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, omnipowerful. That's our God, omnipresent, everywhere at once. Oh, he deep down knew it, but he tried to run from God. Here's the man of God running from an assignment of God. That's not you or me, is it? Is there anything God's told you to do that you're going the opposite direction? Maybe you need to hear this today. But the Lord sent out a great wind. You know who's the ultimate control of the weather? God. Let's agree together. We command in Jesus' name those chemtrails in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We command them to stop, those planes to drop out of the sky and to stop poisoning us in Jesus' name. You need to cry out to your officials. This is wicked. They're trying to kill us. And that's got to stop. Do your part. But the Lord sent out a great wind, so God can control the weather, doesn't he? Into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was in the danger of being broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God. And again, they're pagans. And cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea. So they are desperate. When you start throwing the cargo over, you think you're going to drown. Okay. To lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. The prophet of God, the man of God, running from assignment of God in a ship. And God says, no, you're not getting by with this. And the winds are blowing. Everybody on the ship is upset, afraid they're going to die. But Jonah's sleeping in the ship hold. Well, that's not going to last, is it? Okay. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that the God will think upon us, and we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots. You know, they did that a lot in the Old Testament, cast lots to see who would win or who was guilty, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Be sure God intervened and made sure that it fell upon Jonah, his rebellious prophet, at least at the moment. Then they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And from where comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord. Well, he's not fearing God quite enough at this moment, is he? But he did fear the Lord, but he's not fearing God right now. He's running from God. Remember, when you fear God, you don't want to disappoint him. And you, when you do something wrong, you repent because you're walking in the fear of the Lord. I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. He knows God created everything. Do you know that? Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and they said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. He fessed up. Yes, guys, you're having a problem. This is stormy. It's just because of me. Well, at least he's being honest, right? Then they said unto him, what shall we do for thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was raged and tempestuous. And he said unto them, this is Jonah, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm for you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Wow. Got to give him credit for that. I'm the problem. You're just going to have to throw me overboard. Okay. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring her to the land, but they could not, for the sea raged and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let not us perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. Well, that's true. Verse 15. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Now, picture that in your mind. Here's this storm. It's crazy. Everybody's going to die. Jonah fesses up. Guys, cast me in. They throw him in, and all of a sudden, the sea is quiet. Boy, that tells you Jonah was the problem. Okay, but notice these people, these pagans. Then these men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. They're getting right with God. I guess something good is coming out of this, isn't it? Verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. You know, if you go to a liberal, woke, joke, evil, wicked church, denomination, or whatever, they will tell you there's no such thing as the book of Jonah, and there was not really a fish that could do this, and this is just trying to teach you a lesson. Run, Forrest, run from that wicked, evil church. Let me tell you how real this story is. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Jesus tells us, nope. This happened. In fact, Jesus uses this illustration for himself. Matthew chapter 12, start verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Okay. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Okay. Jonah, real. Jesus says so. You call Jesus a liar, you're a friar. I don't care what the preacher says at your funeral, you ain't going to heaven. You got it? Don't you ever call Jesus a liar. Jonah, true. Big fish, real. All real. God who made heaven and earth can do anything. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. So, back to our story. God has made a fish, prepared it. It has swallowed up Jonah. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I'd have hit that water, I would have been repentant of every sin I ever did, my family did, my generations did, before I hit the bottom of the river. But God says, no, I've got a little trip for you, Jonah. And he had this big fish following them. So when Jonah was thrown in, the fish says, all right, swallowed him up. And he didn't die. He's going to be there 3 days and three nights. Boy, that's a lot of time to get right with God, isn't it? To think about your life. What would I have done differently? Okay, let's continue. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. I think so. I would be right with God forever at that point. Okay. And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of Shiloh, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. And thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and thy floods compassed me about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again into thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Can you picture that? They were wrapped about his head. You know, how did Jonah sleep? What did he eat? Some leftover little fish in the fish's belly? You'll have to wait till you get to heaven to find out. Then he says, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with its bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. I think so. And my prayer came into it, and thee into his holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. This is Jonah talking. Sounds like he's repented. Oh, do you know prophets and preachers have to repent of their sin? Everybody has to repent. You have to repent daily if you sin daily. I don't know anyone that doesn't sin daily. Have you repented for your sins today? Okay. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is the Lord. So he got right. He's ready to do whatever God tells him to do. How about you? Good news. And the Lord spoke unto the fish. God talks to fish. God talks to animals. I got two dogs. I talk to them a lot. It's okay to talk to animals. All right. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Of course, it just happened to puke him out where he was. He could fulfill his assignment. Okay, here's a good spiritual truth. God is the God of a second chance. God wanted this assignment fulfilled. God wanted Jonah to do it. God got Jonah's attention. Do you know God knows where you live? And he can get your attention? And good news, he is a God of the second chance. You better listen now. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' journey. In other words, it was such a big city, it literally took 3 days to walk around. That's a big city. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried out and said, here's the message from God. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Well, that's a pretty simple message. 40 days, you guys, you're toast. You're dead meat. Okay. So what are the people doing? Verse 15. So the people of Nineveh believed God. Now, did God show up? No, it's Jonah, the man of God, preaching the message of God. So when there's a man or woman of God teaching or preaching or sharing the word of God, when the people respond to the message that the man or woman of God have given, then they're actually believing God. You understand that, right? Okay. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth for the greatest of them, even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from off him, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Even the king's getting right with God. They're humbling themselves before God. Wow. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast. The beasts are having to repent. Herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed of or drink water. So the king says, everybody's fasting. All the people's fasting. The animals are fasting too. Man, these guys are serious. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every way from his evil way. That's repentance. Not just fessing up, turn around and go in a different direction. Have you repented? And from the violence that is in their hands, they were mean, ornery people. Okay? Notice what the king says. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? Wow. Just such a simple message. But God was backing up the message, and everybody in that wicked city got right with God. Now that's a revival. Let that happen to America. Wouldn't be any more left, would there be? Ever been born again, spirit-filled, loving Jesus? Oh man, that'll be great. Let's ask for that. Verse 10, and God saw their works, that they turn from their evil way. See, God was watching. God's always watching. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. They've been spared. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? You and I have been forgiven for all our sins. We're repented. We have a home in heaven. We receive mercy and grace. And even though these people were terribly wicked, they repented, and they got mercy and grace too. Anybody can get mercy and grace before you die. Does that remind you of 2 Chronicles 7:14, where God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. Oh, that still works today. Do you need to hear this message? But it's not quite done. Chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Here's the prophet of God, repented, got right with God, did his assignment, a whole city gets saved. He should be saying hallelujah, and of course from a New Testament perspective, thank you Jesus, but he's mad. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish. Again, he's fessing up. Here's why, God, I didn't want to do what you told me to do. For I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. He knew that if he did what God said, the possibility is they would get right with God. But Jonah hated their guts. They were violent people. You know, they could have maybe killed some of his relatives in times past. He hated their guts. Jonah's attitude, let them burn. So he's giving them the message, they're getting right, and he's mad. That's not good. Not good. Okay. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better that I die than to live. Then said the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made a booth for himself, and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. He's waiting to see if God's going to whack him. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. Oh, God's being good to me, he says. Uh-oh, here God's teaching a lesson. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did rise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted, and he wished himself to die and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And Jonah does have some attitude problems, doesn't he? But God's going to teach him something. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. He's defiant. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, God talking, that great city in which are more than 60,000 persons, thousands of persons, here it is, that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. What's God saying to Jonah? Jonah, there's thousands of kids, little kids that don't know right from wrong. There's a lot of cattle and animals. I love cattle and animals, and I love kids. They've repented. You should be glad that they repented. And those children are going to get to grow up. And those animals are going to get to live. You've got a wrong attitude, Jonah. You ought to be glad that God has saved this wicked, evil city. Instead of going to hell, they're going to heaven. Jonah, what's the matter with you? Well, I like to say what happened next, but it doesn't tell us. Here's the prophet of God. Rebels against God. God sends a fish. Gets right with God. Finishes his assignment. God uses him. A whole city gets right with God. Do you know this is the greatest revival ever recorded in the Bible? This large city, everyone getting right. This is the biggest miracle that's ever happened as far as revival in recorded history. And Jonah is mad. So, what's the lesson to us? In this sense, don't be like Jonah. Be glad that when people get to hear the good news of the gospel, no matter how wicked and vile they are, be glad that they got saved, that they are forgiven. They can now live righteous, godly lives. They can raise their children to love and serve Jesus and be godly people. Don't be angry. You see, you have to forgive. You've got to forgive people. You've been forgiven, and you need to forgive also. Wow. This was a good lesson, wasn't it? He's a God of a second chance. And when God wants something to get done, he makes sure it gets done, right? That's a lesson for you and I. Are you ready to go to heaven? Does Jesus live in your heart? If not, pray with me. Jesus, I want to go to heaven. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to have eternal life. Jesus, I come to you right now and I repent of all my sins and bad things I've done. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me and to come into my heart and to be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.